A rising sea is making flooding more frequent in neighborhoods around Hampton Roads. If that trend continues, the financial burden on local governments could be extreme, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Right, this story is by Peter Cantu, a reporter with the Virginian Pilot. And it's about the city of Virginia Beach's response to what scientists believe is coming, and that is the sea level rise. It's going to have a major impact on all of Hampton Roads, but particularly Virginia Beach. The city has done a study. They've been working on it for about 4 years to try to figure out what exactly they might be able to do.
The study projects a rise of 3 feet over the next 65 years. How could the city counteract that, and what would it cost?
The price tag goes from $1 billion to $3 billion. A variety of things, from floodgates to levee systems to raising roads and raising houses and perhaps setting up a fund to buy houses in areas that just are not going to be able to be really saved.
Now, this study was done for Virginia Beach, but it raises a question for every city on the coast and ultimately, I suppose, for every taxpayer in Virginia, and that is, where does the money come from?
City Council was briefed on this. One city council member, Rosemary Wilson, said this is the biggest threat facing the cities. She called the price tag huge, huge numbers. It's very frightening, end quote. $1 billion, they would have to have serious support from federal and state agencies. But that's going to need to happen if these predictions are true and the city is going to have to adapt to the new reality in which they're going to be living.
In our next story, this time of year, people begin thinking about Virginia Beach for another reason, vacation. And visitors this summer might notice there's something missing.
All right, this is a story by Stacy Parker, another reporter with the Virginian Pilot. And this is going to be a much smaller change, but one that if you've been to Virginia Beach, you may have noticed these ubiquitous signs that basically ask people not to curse, to watch their tongues. It's basically, as the article describes it, these signs are a red circle with a diagonal slash through them and through the symbols for profanity. They went up with the idea of trying to maintain a family-friendly, kind of courteous atmosphere among the oceanfront resort. But some groups have been trying to get rid of them for a while. There's a resort advisory committee. The city has recommended they come down. Basically, what they're trying to do is just declutter the area and to have these signs up on light posts all the way through the main thoroughfare. To some, seems it's just a little bit too much.
Now, these are not the only signs that seek to temper public behavior in Virginia Beach. There's also the modest clothing suggestion.
There are signs that urge people not to wear revealing attire. Those signs are coming down as well.
Looks like it'll be a wild summer at Virginia Beach. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.